first like to say that we've tried to handle the situation with Brandon as privately and professionally as we could throughout the entire process with he and his agent, Connor McGuire. And this morning, we made the decision as an organization to go ahead and suspend Brandon. That suspension will last through September 5th. And, you know, we'll look forward to having him back here on September 6th as we begin our preparations towards Cincinnati. A number of different cumulative number of things. You know, he was given a warning this Wednesday about his conduct being detrimental to the club, and you know, his actions didn't really change after that warning. So that leads us to today, where we went ahead and followed up the warning with a suspension. Say it again. I mean, I think disappointment, but, you know, I don't want to speak for him in terms of how he feels about this whole situation.
What could have made it longer, Josh, into the season? Anybody would have won. Why not?
You know, the league and our organization, we're trying to follow, you know, an escalating discipline schedule. You know, you don't just come out, you know, and throw the most, you know, significant discipline that you can at a player. We're trying to handle this in a way that we can discourage it from happening. Obviously, we don't want to be in this situation. We never wanted to get to this point. You know, I'm sure they didn't either. So, you know, we're just following the trend there. And again, hopefully we can kind of curb that now. It's been fine, you know, over a number of different conversations. I mean, obviously there's a disagreement about some things, and we've tried to handle that professionally, like I said, and privately. That's why I haven't been, you know, letting a lot of things out to the media, you know, about this thing, because, you know, Kennard has handled it professionally, Brandon handled it professionally. You know, behind closed doors, and we're trying to work to something that we can go out there and be effective. You know, he effective as a receiver for the Denver Broncos, and we're trying to coach him every day when he's out there. So that's about all I can say about our, you know, our relationship is we're trying to make it right and to work through it. you know, I'm not sure necessarily if I think it will or think it won't. I just, you know, hopeful that it will, you know, because obviously he's a talented football player that we'd love to have pulling in the same direction as the other 79 guys that go out there and work their tail off every single day to try to improve and get ready for a National Football League season. And that was ultimately the reason why we've done this, and hopefully that will make a change. You know, that's for other people to judge that. I know this. There's, like I said, I have a great deal of respect for every single player in that locker room, every single one of them, because they've come to training camp. They've worked diligently every single day to try to improve, and we have things to get ready to do here in the next couple of weeks. We're starting the National Football League season, and that's a serious thing, and every one of those men in there take their job seriously, as do we as coaches and everybody else in this organization. So, you know, for one or two people or one or two instances to stereotype an entire group of men as a certain type of guy or type of organization, I think it's dead wrong.
When did you actually suspend him? I mean, did you
This morning.
Did you give him this or parameters of return?
I told him he'd be back on the 6th. He'll get his letter and it'll detail that. It'll detail that officially. Yes. Yep, the warning was given to him before practice on Wednesday.
How can this relationship be mended?
You know, I mean, like we've been dealing with it the whole time. You know, we've been trying to deal with it professionally and try to – every time he's out there on the field, all we're doing is coaching. just like we are every other player out there. And so, you know, that's not going to change. Every player that goes out there on that field every day is going to get coached the same way. And I think it's going to take two sides that want to make this work and want to get better and want to improve the relationship to make it go. And that's where we're at, you know. And will this change that? I hope so. You know, nobody here wants to be going through this over and over again. And I'm sure that Brandon doesn't either.
He said in an interview yesterday that he had been told by ownership that he would be traded. What is your reaction to that?
We're always going to do what's in the best interest of this team, this organization. And whatever decisions we make, we're going to make together. And obviously the decision that we're making is he's going to be a part of this team. He's under contract. He's on our roster. And we're going to try to make that work. That's it. I'm not gonna go into detail about, you know, this, that, and the other. It's just a cumulative number of things and events that you know, led to the warning, and then after the warning, there were really no change in the actions that that warranted the warning in the first place. So that led to the suspension.
Josh, how concerned are you that he'll be ready to go for the Cincinnati game?
Not concerned. I mean, when he's here, if we're working together and working towards helping this football team win, then we'll work him in. If that's not the case, then that's not the case. We have good receivers here. We have good receivers here with them or without them. And that's the truth. So that's what we're going to do.
Did you see stuff Wednesday during practice, or did you see it after?
I've seen most everything. But there's obviously some things that I can't see live if I'm out of practice. But again, there's a number of different events that led to this. Say it again. We have no, we don't give them a playbook. There's no playbook. No. I don't know that. I can't answer that question.
Is this your decision, or did
Pat Bowles? Everybody agrees that this is the right thing to do for the organization.
He seemed to go out of his way to apologize last night, kind of. Did you see that?
I didn't see it. I mean, I know that it happened, but I didn't watch it.
Did he apologize to you and the organization or the team?
No. I just told him in the squad meeting that that's what had happened, and went about our business, about our preparation for Chicago.
If this happened yesterday at practice, why the suspension today instead of last night?
Happened yesterday. He wasn't at practice yesterday.
But on Wednesday, mm-hmm. He had that. Then yesterday, there was no suspension, even though it had happened on that day. Why this morning was a suspension?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a process of going through and making sure that that's the decision that you're going with. And
why did he miss practice yesterday?
I'm not going into that.
What adjectives would you use to describe the way Brandon has handled this?
You know, he's, like I said, the whole thing we've been trying to deal with privately, professionally. He and his agent have done that admirably. Our conversations with them always haven't always been, you know, perfect. But again, we're working towards that. I think there's a mutual respect there that we're trying to, you know, keep up, and that's why we've done it that way. And he's been part of that, you know. That's why I said he has not been a disruption to our football team. You know, we want all 80 guys pulling in the same direction, and that's where we're at. No, he was here. He was in the meetings after practice. Yeah, he watched the film.
Josh, could you talk about you got hired January, at 8 months pretty. It's more than usual for a coach to start his coaching career before his first game with all that he had to deal with.
But it's no. There's a lot of other things that people deal with in this league. We're not unique. We're not unique at all. Other organizations, other coaches have challenges in front of them, and you deal with them the best you can. Certainly, you know, when we came here, that, you know, we've made a lot of decisions that have changed some of the things that were here in place before we got here, and we feel good about where we're at going forward. Like I said, this doesn't mean anything in terms of what our season's going to be like or what our players are going to do on the field starting in September. We're working, you know, like I said, we're working hard. We're excited for our first home game this week, and we're moving forward.
What 25-year-old Pro Bowl players that have acted up, though, would you consider unique compared to other?
it's just another challenge. You deal with it the best you can, you know. What we're doing is building a team. That's it. We're not gonna go out there and win with a bunch of individuals. And if they don't want to pull in the same direction as the other guys in the locker room, then, you know, that's totally contradictory towards what our philosophy is and how we're going to try to win. And that's never going to change.
Given that you said that you had been talking to him and you had been kind of reprimanding him every time,
No, I didn't say reprimanding. We've had conversations with
Sure. With his behavior. I believe that's what you're
saying. Or the situation, yeah, in general.
Given that you've been talking to him, what are your feelings based on the fact that he just continued to not try to fall in line?
My feelings are that we should suspend him. And that's what we've done. I mean, I don't have any other feelings other than we're trying to get him to do the right things. We're trying to get all of our players to do the right things. Obviously, that didn't happen, and that's why we're sitting here today talking about it, because it was not working out, you know, obviously the way we would like to. That's true. Yep, that's true. Accurate.
Last week he said he's not very close at all, knowing the playbook, and given the fact he won't be able to study between now and the 6th, is it even possible he'll be ready to play on the 13th?
He's been in, I don't know how many meetings about our scheme and our system. He's a very bright player. He can learn our offense. That's all I have to say about that. I don't know what he's doing. I'm just telling you, he's a bright player. I know he can know what to do, and he's been in tons of meetings to hear how to do it.
You said that you tried to handle this privately and professionally. Is that why, when asked, you said it's not a distraction? Because it helps not be all the fun.
It's not. Because it's not. The other, you watch the other guys. Our locker room, the players on the field are working. They're worried about making the team. They're worried about getting better. They're worried about trying to compete against Cincinnati. They're worried about trying to get ready for the Bears this week. They're not worried about a whole lot of other stuff than that. I mean, they got a tough job to do. That's all our jobs. This is a game that, you know, you better put everything you have into it, or, you know, you're going to be the reason that we lose. So there's so many things that they're focused on. You know, that like I said, I've never seen one instance where it has distracted our football team on the field or in meetings or in their preparation for the season. Not one.
Do you see his actions as a challenge to your
authority? No, I don't know what it, I don't know. No, I don't see it that way. If that's what it is, then that's what it is. But I don't think that's, you know, for me to comment on. I didn't say I was optimistic. I just said he's coming back on the 6th, and we'll see how it goes. Look, we'll play the season with him, or we'll play the season, you know, we're going to play with the guys that are ready to play. That's what we're going to do. And if he's one of them, great. And if he's not, then we have other players that we'll play and move on.
So you said you'd be prepared to suspend him again?
I'm not saying that. I just said we're hopeful that everything will work out once he gets back. No, I think, you know, we have time between now and the time he's going to come back to the facility, and we'll see if time can change where we're at right now.
Obviously, you haven't actually seen him play in a game or substantially practice. How much different would your offense, would the offense be with him?
You know, you take each player's skill set and you try to apply it and give him a chance to help your team, you know, and is his skill set different than some other players? Sure, it is. But we haven't even got to the point where we've been able to put things in or identify things that we want to do specifically with him, because there's been a lack of, obviously, consistency in terms of practice or time out there on the field. So, you know, the offense is going to be the same as it's been since we started in the spring, because it's the same team out there, basically.
2 weeks ago, he was acquitted. All his legal issues behind him. Mm-hmm.
When you say things behind...
Well, because after the trial, he kind of said, this is a fresh start for me, I can just focus and forward. Is that a feeling that you guys had too? Or?
Yeah, I mean, everybody was very, you know, happy for Brandon in that personal situation that he went through, that he could put it behind him and move forward with his career and his life, you know. And I think that's the sentiment here for sure. And, you know, but that and this are totally, you know, unrelated.
Two more questions. Have you seen enough of him on the field to know that physically he's fine?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, we've seen him run and catch and cut and get open and catch the ball. So I mean, that has not been an issue.
Has not been an issue. Communicate with him during the suspension, and so what would you say?
I would not shy away from communicating with him. And I'm not going to go into what I would say if I did talk to him. But I mean, I wouldn't shy away from it.
Will you initiate?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
It may not be a distraction, but are you tired of it?
Nope. I'm excited about playing the Bears on Sunday night.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.